بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in this verse of the Holy Quran to supplicate, to make dua to Him. Udu'uni. Allah has commanded us. This is an amr from Allah. Make dua to me. Allah is calling us. Allah is inviting us to supplicate, to raise our hands, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, Astajib lakum, I will answer your duas. I will respond to your dua. Those people who are arrogant and proud over themselves and they feel that they do not have to make dua, Allah says soon they will enter Jahannam in a very despicable condition. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. That person who does not beg from Allah, doesn't make dua to Allah, doesn't ask Allah Ta'ala to fulfill his needs, doesn't ask Allah Ta'ala to fulfill his desires, doesn't ask Allah Ta'ala for whatever he requires, then Allah becomes angry with him. Contrary to the world that we see with the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you go to a person the first time, a person is in need of something, he goes to his friend or any person who has that particular thing to, he's able to assist. So he gives him the first time. Second time he's a bit reluctant. Maybe he gives the person. The third time he becomes angry and upset. That what you keep on coming here for? Can't you go elsewhere? So this is insan. This is how man behaves. This is our conduct. Somebody keeps on coming to us, we become angry with him. Go somewhere else, don't ask me all the time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you go to Allah, the more Allah becomes happy with you. لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَكْرَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الدُّعَى. Nothing is more honorable in the sight of Allah than dua. That is why Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned الدُّعَى مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. One rewrite, الدُّعَى وَالْعِبَادَةِ. The dua is the core, is the essence of ibadah. When you make ibadah, like salah, what are we doing? We are prostrating before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're making qiyam, ruku, sujood. We are showing tadhallul, our humility, our humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is found in dua. When a man raises his hand, he's crying before Allah, he's begging Allah. He's knocking at the door of Allah, he's tapping at the door of Allah. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah. He's presenting all his shortcomings, his deficiencies before Allah. He's talking about the greatness of Allah, he's praising Allah, he's extolling Allah. And he's saying, Subhanallah, that, oh Allah, you are free from any type of blemish, fault, deficiencies. You are pure. You are absolutely pure. Oh Allah, there is nobody more greater than you. Oh Allah, you are the king of all kings. Oh Allah, it is only you who can answer my dua. So Allah becomes happy when a person turns to him and he begs for his needs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mang khuda se, jo mangna hai akbar, akbar ilah abadi says, mang khuda se, beg from Allah, jo mangna hai Allah se, whatever you have to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahi wo dar hai, ki zillat nahi, sual ke baad. This is one door, that after you beg from that door, there is no disgrace upon you, there is no shame upon you. Allah is most generous. As I mentioned, other doors of this world, you go after a few times, you'll be embarrassed, you'll be humiliated. But the door of Allah, yahi dar hai, yahi ek dar hai. This is the only house, the only door, that if a person comes and he su'al, he begs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no zillat after it. We find in the Quran Majeed, in Surah Al-Anbiya, various Anbiya alayhi salatu salams, incident is mentioned, verses have been mentioned where they supplicated to Allah Rabbul Izzat. For example, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was in the belly of the whale, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately Allah says, Fastajabna lahu. This word, Fastajabna lahu, is found for various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The moment they made dua, Fastajabna lahu. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, Fastajabna lahu. Yahya alayhi salam made dua, Fastajabna lahu. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, Fastajabna lahu. So every Nabi that made, every Nabi showed us that they cried before Allah Rabbul Izzat. He is the real giver of anything. He is the Al-Mu'ti Al-Haqiqi, Al-Mun'im Al-Haqiqi. Everything comes, the source of everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned various narrations regarding the importance of dua. And when the dua is not answered, it is rejected. One of the reasons for dua not being answered is a person's earning is haram. It's a long incident given where a person has been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yutilu safar, he's been undertaking a long journey. His hair is disheveled, there's dust on his face, on his body, on his clothing. And he's traveling for a long period of time, it's a very long journey, he's tired. And he raises his hand, he's begging from to Allah Ta'ala to fulfill his needs, whatever hajat he has. But ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وملبسه حرام وقد غذي بالحرام. He's eating, drinking, the source of all these things are haram. His clothing is also from haram sources. ومركبه حرام. One rewrite says his conveyance is haram. وقد غذي بالحرام. He's being nourished by haram. غذي بالحرام. فأنا يستجاب لذلك. How can such a person dua then be answered? Rasulullah says. So كسب الحرام, when a person earns haram, then his dua is not going to be answered. And when a person makes dua for something haram, Allah forbid, person makes dua, oh Allah, you give me money so I can build a casino. This is the haram thing he's asking Allah Ta'ala for. So that dua is not going to be answered. Or he's asking for qati'atu rahim. Oh Allah, break my ties with that certain person of my family. I don't want to have any relationship with him. Then that dua is not going to be answered. And when this isti'jal means this ujlat from the side of the person who's making dua. What does he say? The Prophet explains that he's being hasty. He says, qad da'utu. I made so much of dua. I can't see anything happening. My duas are not being answered. فَيَسْتَحْسِرُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ. Now he loses hope, right in the end. And he gives up making dua. So he has been hasty. Literally mountains will be moved. No matter how big that problem is, if a person is genuine, he is sincere, and he is mukhlis, and he hasn't got any haram source of income, he's not doing anything haram, and he's not begging for haram, he's asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him relief from something severe, some calamity, some sickness, some bala, some musibat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will move that mountain from him. Allah will answer his dua. We may have had so many experiences ourselves. So when a person begs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah says, وَلْيَعْزِمِ الْمَسْأَلَةَ وَلْيُعْزِمِ الرَّغْبَةَ. These two words have been mentioned. That when he is asking, he should ask with resoluteness. Any beggar that comes to us and he stretches his hand towards us and he's crying and begging and he's tugging on our clothes and you can see a very pitiful face that he is showing and he's crying, he's showing tears and he's begging you, you'll feel sorry and give him. But if the beggar is stretching his hands out towards you but he's looking somewhere else, not even asking you properly as though he doesn't care, then you don't feel like giving that beggar. Rasulullah says that when you're making dua, then you must make dua with firmness, with resoluteness. Oh Allah, you grant me this. You beg Allah. Faqiruka bi babik, ubayduka bi finaik, wasailuka bi finaik. Allah, you are ghani, I am muhtaj, I am the faqir. Ya Allah, I am knocking at your door, I am a beggar at your door. Well, يُعْظِمِ الرَّغْبَةِ He must show that longing, that yearning, he wants something. There is nothing, لَا يَتَعَاظَمُ شَيْءٌ أَعْطَاهُ Nothing is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give. All the treasures of this world are in his hands. Any problem, any musibah, whatever it is, yes. Sometimes we ask Allah ta'ala for a certain thing, and Allah grants us the actual thing we asked for. Simple example, person wanted to get married, he made dua for a wife, and Allah grants him a wife. Sometimes he makes dua for a certain thing, but he's not given that certain thing. Or he's not given it immediately. Allah is not bound by time. Allah knows how much to give, when to give, how to give, why to give. We want a certain thing, we want everything instant results. Instant tea, instant coffee, everything we want, immediately. I made dua, it must happen immediately. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala prolongs the waiting period for us. Because He knows it is better for me to give this person that particular thing He's asking for later, not now. So if He asks for a car, for example, Allah knows there will be an accident or the car will be stolen, so He doesn't give Him now. He gives Him later on. We can't see that, we don't understand that. So we become frustrated, we should not become frustrated. Sometimes Allah gives us better than what we ask for. And sometimes Allah does not give us anything in the world for whatever we ask, that particular thing. He doesn't give it to us in the world. But He stores it for us as a provision of great reward in the hereafter. Now in the hereafter when you see so much of reward, Allah, where is this reward from? Allah says, those certain du'as you made, you asked for a certain thing, I did not give you those particular things, I kept it as reward for you now. So every dua is answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to knock at His door. We must show our loyalty, our sincereness to Allah, our sincerity. We must be like real beggars, begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why as Mashayikh have mentioned, as Arif Billah Akim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah, he used to always mention that this is a begging bowl attached to our bodies, the hands that we have. With cracks, we've got fingers. And we space him out like this. We are begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've got this begging bowl before us. We are presenting it to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make sincere dua, genuine dua. Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, when a person has got a bow and arrow and he has to shoot the arrow, he has to pull the arrow back with great force and strength. And then he has to shoot it forward. Then it will reach the target. If we just tugs it slightly, just pulls it very gently backwards, he pulls it back, not with force, it will just fall by his feet. Like that when you make dua, if you want to, you want the arrow to reach the target, you must make it very, very genuinely, sincerely. And the best is that when you make dua in solitude, at night, or at home, wherever, during the day, at any time. For dua, even a person does not require wudu, at any time. And you don't have to raise your hand at every single time you're making dua. Of course, now we make dua, we raise our hands. There are certain times, Rasulullah did not raise his hand before, when he made dua, certain masnoon dua, for example, before entering the toilet, after coming out of the toilet. Sometimes you're driving your car. At that time, you're not expected to raise your hands and leave the steering wheel and now make dua. That's foolishness. At that time, you make dua from your heart. There are times when you are unable to raise your hands. But still, you've got a heart, you've got a tongue, and you can still beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله لا إله
إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه وسلم.
There are many people who are not well. Many people requested du'as. Some are old people, some are young children, masoom little children. Many of them, they have not even been diagnosed exactly what the problem is. Masoom little children, we make du'a for all those who are sick. Allah grant them shifa'i kamil. So many people are going for heart procedures, some people going for dialysis, some people got some kidney problem, whatever it is. Allah Ta'ala grant shifa'i kamil to every single person, people who we know and even those we don't know. We all are sick, physically sick, we are spiritually sick. Allah grant all of us shifa'i kamil. Besides the Ruh Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka shukru kulluh. لا نحصي ثنان عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا الله ما لغناكم معا فرما وما لخطاكم معا فرما يا الله هم كمزوره هم بماره ہم ضعیف ہیں ہم مجرم ہیں ہم گنہ گار ہیں یا اللہ فگیو اس مائی اللہ وی ایکنالج یا اللہ وی کنفیس مائی اللہ دیٹ وی ہیو ڈن رانگ مائی اللہ اللہ ایوری سنگل سن وی کمیٹڈ یا اللہ میجر سنز مائنر سن نوئنگلی ان نوئنگلی دی ڈارکنس اف دی نائٹ ان براڈ ڈے لائٹ ان پبلک ان پرائیویسی مائی اللہ یو ار واچنگ اس مائی اللہ یا اللہ وی سٹل کمیٹڈ دی سنز مائی اللہ وی ڈنٹ ہیو اینی فیئر اینی خوف مائی اللہ وی ڈنٹ ہیو اینی تقوی مائی اللہ Ya Allah, we just took chances, my Allah. But you are Ghaffar al-Dhunub. You are most forgiving, my Allah. You are Sattar al-Uyub. You are the one who conceals our weaknesses and our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, wash away all those gunas that we committed, my Allah. Completely, my Allah. Don't make us go back to those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of making tawbat and nasuha. Ya Allah, give us that azam in our lives that we won't go back to that haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of evil and ma'asiyat, my Allah. Make us live a life of purity and taqwa and wara', my Allah. Give us qanaat in our lives, my Allah. Make us true zakirin and shakirin. Allah, every one of us, and all those who have raised their hands now, listening to this program and making dua, Ya Allah, we are turning only to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we learn today, Ya Allah, it is only you who gives, my Allah. And we shall only beg from you, my Allah. And you love when we beg from you, my Allah. You never become displeased and angry when we ask from you, my Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even if it is a shoelace, my Allah, we should ask you for that, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah, we've got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-mutarreen idha da'uk. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك الله grant all of us عافية سلامة حفاظة عزة أمن چين سكون راحة protection your معرفة your قرب give us يقين your ذات give us the sweetness of iman the sweetness of begging from you the sweetness of ibadah the sweetness of sajda the sweetness of ذكر my Allah Ya Allah, protect us from all shurur and fitan, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the zulam of the zalimeen, from the hasr of the hasideen. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, you are a shafi, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. And nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are hakim and hakim, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. And all those who are marhumin, Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah, families and friends, Ya Allah, who are passed on, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them the highest of stages in the akhirat, my Allah. Make them maghfirat, my Allah. Grant their family sabri jameel. Give us mawtul iman, mawtul madina sharif. Grant us baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Houthi Kuthur water, from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, grant us halal and tayyib rozi. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Don't make us muhtaj upon any of your makhluk, my Allah. Malik Kareem, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Allah, there are so many types of fitna that are coming, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many different types. Each day we're hearing more and more things, my Allah. Our grandparents never heard of such things, my Allah. Protect our youth from all evil, my Allah. Protect them, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our aqidah, our iman, my Allah. Make hifazat of our madaris, our marakis, our masajid. Ya Allah, our khankas, our tabligh jamaat, ya Allah. Protect all of us, the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabool, farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'ul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.